Stand by one. Go, Tiger.
Just be advised, we're getting a request from one of the MACEX POCs to get a snap of the airfield, so we'll be off the NAI for approximately 2 minutes while we take a couple pictures.
And Creep, is it possible to get that later? We got a possible rotator just popped up.
You went that delay on the pictures.
Creep, possible rotator at November Bravo 653-645. Break. What did they need? They just needed pictures for the guys on the ramp.
And I believe we got the pictures that they need, so we can go ahead and press 653-645, and we're moving eyes now.
Creep Tiger, does that appear to be active?
Unable to tell at this time. We haven't seen it move at all, but we keep eyes on it.
Tiger.
Punisher.
Were you able to copy cords and pick up any activity at the site? Cords are 653-645.
Punisher 01, go ahead with your last. Sorry, you're stepped on.
Coordinates for that possible rotator were November Bravo 653-645. Not copy.
Bravo, 653-645, stand by.
Creep, Tiger. Are you able to observe any activity at that site? Vehicles?
No vehicles or activity that we've observed so far.
Copy.
01.
Tiger.
I'm clean, November Bravo, 653-645.
Okay, copying the coordinates. Words from Sabre, that activity sees about 10 mics ago.
Yeah, we're showing no vehicles or anything on the ground at that location.
Air copies, and was that the vicinity of the SA-6 that popped up about 20 minutes ago?
At 5 mile difference from the last vicinity.
Air copies.
Creep.
Go ahead.
Had a call saying we weren't supposed to look at that for some reason, so we've moved eyes off of it momentarily. He's going to get back to us, but I don't know if that was a no-go thing to look at that area. I'm not sure.
Your copies, we weren't briefed on any no-vis, but okay.
So it was kind of unexpected to us, but you want us to keep scanning the NAI-1 or just stand by.
Now continue scanning in AO1, for sure.
Creep.
Tiger? Can you identify the equipment on that?
You know, that appears to be a radar dish on the top, but I'm not able to identify what's below that or what he's towing there.
Tire copies, and is that eastbound or westbound?
Westbound on Cedar Pass Road.
Tiger.
Tiger, Punisher 01.
Tiger.
Yeah, we're RTB for fuel at this time, and we talked to Thug 99. He realizes that news will not be covering him on his ingress.
Tiger copies. Punisher, this is Tiger. Tiger. Did you copy traffic from Punisher? He will not be returning. He's RTB.
I hear that, but thanks for the update. Else pops up.
Creep, I stepped on you there, sorry, say again.
And now we still have the one seat pop in the event that anything else pops up.
Tiger Wilco, and can you accept no music for this the duration of this? Creep, this is Tiger. Be advised, we will be hollow for the rest of this iteration. We've gone through 3 batteries already on this rover, and we're out.
Creep copies all, and if we see anything, you want us to just advise you via the radio, or you guys, yeah, I guess you won't be able to see anything else.
Roger, would appreciate any updates.
So, thanks for the word.
Sam, Bullseye 1302.
Again?
Sam, watch Bullseye 1302. That was out of that man pad location that we had destroyed earlier.
Moving on now, we'll see if we see anything.
Tiger. I request you shift to the northwest target, northwest of the airfield that we had previously attacked with MLRF.
Yes, now. eyes on.
Creep Tiger, can you give me lowdown on activity there?
White vehicles and multiple personnel that are walking around those vehicles.
I copies, and it doesn't appear that any of the packs are getting in the vehicles.
Two of the vehicle doors are open. It appears there's a bunch of equipment on the ground around the vehicles, and the individuals are just walking in between the two northwestern vehicles.
Air copy. Creep Tiger.
Again for Creep.
We see one vehicle heading to the south. Does it look like any more getting in and preparing to move out?
Appear to be to the west are now moving.
Tire copies, C2, or the other two look like they're moving as well.
And the two vehicles to the north are now moving westbound. The two vehicles to the south are still static. It appears these guys are packing up, and looks like they'll be leaving here shortly.
Tire copies.
We're getting another request to go back to the airfield. Do you need us to keep eyes on these individuals for now?
Negative, approved to move to the airfield. How's the remaining playtime looking? Tiger, how copy that?
Tiger, Creep, we didn't get any of that. Can you say again?
Just requesting your remaining playtime.
3-0 Mike left, but we can knock it off now and terminate it from here if you'd like to.
Creep, yeah, like we'll do that. Advising Ray for BDA.
Copy.
Yeah, time of 21:26. One AGM 114 Papa, two AGM 88 Arms, right. One Roland, one SA6, one vehicle, approximately 8 packs in the open, killed, mission successful. How copy?
One copy's all. From Creep, we'll skip this push for another 30, Mike, if you need to get in touch with us, but if it's alright with you, we'll go ahead and terminate from now. We appreciate all the work.
Tiger, yeah, we appreciate it too. Y'all have a good day. I'm handing off to another controller who will be up in case anything pops.
Copy, y'all.
And it will be the same call sign.
Last caller calling. Tiger, say again.
01.
Creep 01, Tiger 31, go ahead.
Now, we just got a call from back at Nellis. If you could possibly tell the intel people to go back to the C-17s, I think they're ready to depart.
Roger, understand. We've been looking for them 9 packs to get loaded, and they're nowhere around this airfield at this time.
Yeah, I think they had us scanning around trying to find them as well. If you get word to them, if you could just call me up on the push, and I can make a phone call back to Nellis.
Roger, I think we have 2 SDS packs about to get on the C-17s that just got coordinated, but no one has found their 9 packs, and I'm looking all around the airfield, and I don't see anyone new here. Over.
So we'll continue to scan. If we come up on a group of them, you said 9 individuals, I'll call you this push and give you a location.
Roger, Tiger Miner this week. 01, Creep 01, Tiger 31. Roger, talking to some of the initial controllers that were here earlier, no one has seen that 9 intel pack since about 10 this morning, over.
We all sent a confirmed 10 o'clock local this morning.
That's affirmative. That's the last time any of the controllers have seen them, and there hasn't been anyone new here, over.
Well, if you want me to, I'll go ahead and make the call to Nellis and pass that information along to him.
Roger, that's affirmative. Creep, Tiger, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Creep. Just be advised I pass that information on to Nellis, and just to give you a heads up, we have 10 mic playtime remaining, and then we'll be checking off to the south.
Roger, Tiger copies all. No further activity on the airfield at this time. Creep, 01, Creep, 01, Tiger.
Creep.
Roger, 2 pickup trucks out of nowhere appeared and they drove up to the parking apron where the C-17s are. It could be the 9 PAX. Let me confirm that for you. Okay, it is the PAX. The 9 PAX are finally here.
We're seeing the same, yeah, we've got the pickup truck and 9 individuals. There's 2 pickup trucks that are just next to the C-17s now.
Roger. I believe the only thing we're waiting on this departure is one of the C-17s is having a mechanical issue. Great, Pat, go ahead.
RTB at this time will be pressing to the south at 150.
Roger, have a safe flight. Thanks for the work.
We appreciate all the help, and creeps are worn out.